In addition to opening up a large network of scientists, Lee says the legislation would provide over 100 mass spectrometers and other resources within the University of North Carolina system to analyze water samples and conduct research on ways to improve water quality in areas of the state affected by Gen X and other compounds. The bill also provides $2.4 million for the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality and dedicates $2 million already in the budget of a policy research program at UNC Chapel Hill to carry out its provisions. In an email to WHQR, Senate spokesperson Amy Oth explained that because the resources are from the UNC system, they are already funded in the state budget. The bill would also require the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services to consult with the EPA and others to develop health goals for Gen X and other related chemicals, have DEQ review the state's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, and make sure DEQ cooperates with the EPA on any audit of the permitting program to ensure environmental programs are working effectively. Last summer, Governor Roy Cooper requested $2.6 million for monitoring for Gen X, the restoration of positions to the Department of Environmental Quality, and the formation of a water safety unit at the Department of Health and Human Services. He never got an answer on that request from the General Assembly. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.